There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We're going to talk to Dr. Doug Rocky. You know, if you don't know about the fraud in the military, you will after you talk with him. I mean, it is bad. But if we don't take care of it, it's going to continue to get worse and worse and worse. And all the information we've talked about in the first hour is so relative to the future of this country. So we'll be joined by Major Dr. Doug Rocky in just a few minutes. One Vermont hospital, and it is a major Vermont hospital, has now cut GMOs from their menu. Many have questioned whether hospitals are really conducive to healing since they serve pesticide-ridden GMOs to their patients as they recover from some of the worst illnesses, many of which are caused by the hospital. But one medical center in Vermont that serves 2 million meals a year is preparing to reduce GMOs served to both patients and hospital visitors alike. Well, I am impressed. And the food is not void of necessary nutrients while full of GM ingredients, which only adds to dietary issues. Since 90% of all healing is said to happen in the digestive system, according to Eastern wisdom, what is the hospital telling their patients when they serve them third-rate food? Well, the University of Vermont Medical Center serves 85% of its 2 million meals to non-patients. So through the hospitalized, though they will benefit, those that are patients, so will the visitors and employees. University of Vermont. Wow, that is incredible. Glad to hear that. And the story out now that cabbage is more powerful for cervical cancer than chemo. Study published by the journal Cancer, UCLA researchers showed that radiation actually makes breast cancer cells more malignant. They found that radiation kills about half of the tumor cells treated, but radiation also transforms other cells into induced breast cancer stem cells. Though cancer stem cells make up less than 5% of a tumor, they can regenerate the original tumor. In fact, these new stem cells are up to 30 times more likely to form tumors compared to cancer cells that did not get radiation. They also migrate through the blood vessel, spreading cancer to secondary locations. Well, now the researchers from South Dakota State University found that a compound in cruciferous vegetables, those are vegetables like broccoli, cabbage, and cauliflower, may target those cancer stem cells. In fact, it may help prevent the recurrence and spread of some cancers. Incredible. And by the way, going back to the issue of hospital food, if you've ever been to a hospital, you know it's anything but healthy food. And why would that be? You would think that would be the most healthiest food possible. But it's not. And no one complains, usually. What if you were to ask for organic food in a hospital? What if you were to ask for a diet without meat, soy, GMO, corn? You know what? Until we start asking for those things, guess what? We will not get it. And did you hear about Obama claiming that he reinstated the U.S. as the world's most respected country? What? During a news briefing, Obama had some strong words of encouragement for himself. Now that former President Bush is gone, the world loves America again. Oh, gosh, this is so good cop, bad cop. So ridiculous. And I want to say I apologize to Annette in West Virginia yesterday. I think I got the website incorrect she called in for. I'll just say it was Straightway. Straightway. .org was the website yesterday, in case you're interested. She called in and kind of off the cuff gave something that was kind of out there. But straightway.org was the website she called in about, just so you know. Anyway, I am really looking forward to having Dr. Doug Rocky on in this next hour. Stay tuned. If you know about depleted uranium, or if you don't know about depleted uranium, and we are going to be beginning our colon cleanse here at the Power Hour. That's right.
Criminal, all you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. And one of those people that really cares is Dr. Doug Rocky. He has never stopped caring. Who is Dr. Doug Rocky? Well, the short answer is he is the featured expert in Beyond Treason documentary. Other than that, he earned his B.S. in physics at Western Illinois University, followed by his master's and Ph.D. in physics and technology education at the University of Illinois. His military career spanned four decades to include combat duty during Vietnam and the Gulf War. He served as a member of the 3rd U.S. Army Medical Command's Nuclear, Biological, and Chemical Teaching, Medical Response, and Special Operations Team, the 3rd U.S. Army Captured Equipment Project Team with the 3rd U.S. Army Depleted Uranium Assessment Team during the Gulf War. He is an expert and has taught nuclear, biological, and chemical warfare, hazardous materials, emergency medicine for over 20 years to civilians and military personnel. He served as an advisor with U.S. Centers of Disease Control, Department of Defense, National Academy of Sciences, U.S. Institute of Medicine, U.S. Senate, House of Representatives, Department of Transportation, on and on. He is featured in one of the documentaries by Dr. Gary Null. And he's taught undergraduate and graduate courses in environmental science, environmental engineering, nuclear physics, and emergency management. staff physicist at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign for 19 years. Thank you so very much, Dr. Doug Rocky, for joining us on the Power Hour today.
Well, good morning, Joyce.
You know, and aside from that, all that that you have done, and of course the Department of Defense has tried to mitigate that tremendously by saying, oh no, he really didn't do all that. Don't listen to him. Please don't listen to him. We know that you probably have more information regarding the true issue of the non-depleted uranium than anyone else. Am I correct?
Yeah, I wish I didn't. I mean, it's one of those things that depleted uranium turned into a nightmare, and I wish we never learned it, never got involved in it. I mean, in December of 1990, they're getting ready to use DU, and I get a letter in the U.S. mail, and it said, you better start thinking about depleted uranium. And I go, okay, what's that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, as a, you know, medical officer and had my own pickup truck when we went to war, I'd taken all of my books with me. Real strange, I'll put a duffel bag of books on the truck and go to war. So we were able to figure it all out, and it didn't take a whole lot to figure it out. And once we got involved in it, it scared the bejesus out of us, and that's the way the story's been. I think, you know, everybody knows today that General Irving Shinseki, who was the last Secretary of the Department of Veteran Affairs, got fired. Well, he was the individual that issued the orders for our medical care back on our direct input back in 1993. And, Joyce, you've had a copy of that order. I think it's in Beyond Treason. And he totally ignored it. And then we ended up doing the depleted uranium project where I wrote all the Army regulations and all the guidelines and all the training. That's still ignored to this day.
Mm-hmm.
It's astonishing. And then, obviously, you know, the other big thing that we had during Desert Storm is we absolutely knew Iraq had the chemical and biological stockpiles. We knew they had nerve agents because the U.S. Army gave them to them. And then finally, after years and years of denial and, as you said already in the introduction, trying to stop everybody from speaking out, just a few months ago now, and really just a few weeks ago, the U.S. Army has now established a hotline for everybody to call who was exposed to this stuff, acknowledging that it really did happen. But it happened because we blew up the U.S.-supplied weapons to Iraq. Astonishing.
Well, so we don't get people confused here, there is depleted uranium, there were the vaccines, there were the oil well fires, there were, you know, little bugs in the sand. There were all kinds of issues that affected many people, including the vaccines. Many, many reasons why people are sick today. But the issue that we're talking about here, depleted uranium, and one of which you were involved in most directly, And we'll get to the chemical and biological events that occurred in the destruction of those bunkers, like Camisea, that most people have heard about by now, is that the depleted uranium is probably, and I would say, I don't know if you agree with me about this or not, maybe responsible for Bo Biden's death due to brain cancer. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, probably. I mean, it's a really highly likely because, I mean, the brain cancers and all the uranium and you're just sucking it in, breathing it in, and it crosses over the blood barrier right there into the brain. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those complex factors. I mean, I had a conversation with a member of the Department of Defense the other day, and I said, you know, it's all in likelihood Bo Biden died from it. To go, yeah, I said, we already know that.
Really? Well, so we have depleted uranium, which is about the size of 0.2 microns, about the size of a virus. It gets inside the body by breathing it, eating it, or drinking it in food, in water, and in breathing the air in. So pretty much anyone and everyone who has ever been in Iraq, including our famed alleged president, probably has been exposed to depleted uranium.
Absolutely. And the medical care requirements are right on there. I mean, back in 1993... after all the yelling and screaming of all the input, medical care was directed. I mean, the GAO had found all the way back there right in the beginning of December 92, January 93, based on all of our previous work and our conversations with them, that the Army had failed on everything associated with depleted uranium. So then they ordered the medical care and everything. That started the U.S. Army and Environmental Policy Institute study on depleted uranium, and I was involved in that. And that whole thing turned out real interesting because as we started finding everything and everything, the political correctness started to overwhelm everything. Not a surprise. same individuals that were been involved from day one to cover it all up. And so then by the time we rolled around there in the June 1993, the orders mandated medical care for everybody exposed to depleted uranium and thorough environmental cleanup was set in gold. And then General Shinseki signed the order himself in August of 93. Then we shot Somalia up with depleted uranium thoroughly in 1993, and Colonel Pete Myers out of the Pentagon put out an order, again from the Pentagon. He was the point of contact, ordering medical care for everybody exposed to it. Well, it still isn't happening. I mean, I'm still trying to get members of my team medical care. We have continuous individuals that are sick and dying. The number of people that have died and got sick is staggering. The number of people that have got sick since then from the exposures is staggering, and they don't care.
All right, let me ask you this. What year approximately was the first time you heard of DU and that you were told to prepare information regulations regarding depleted uranium?
December of 1990.
All right, and then you went to Kuwait, is that correct?
Well, we were already over there, so we were already getting ready for the battle. So we were over there with the 12 p.m., and then we were doing Bowers Raiders already. So we were the Theater of Nuclear Biological Chemical Warfare Teaching and Response Team already. And then with the completion of the ground war, what happened is Schwarzkopf got an order from the Pentagon, and then they came down to 3rd MedCom and said, called me over to the headquarters and said, "Hey, Doug, go clean up this DU mess." And I go, "Okay." You know, and within, and you've talked to other individuals, and we were the guys that showed up in the white suits and everything else with the 144th, and they're going like, "Who are these guys?" And nobody told us about the hazards, and now we're all of a sudden isolated and everything, and people are already sick. I mean, you know, it's totally astonishing. I mean, we've got individuals that are in the photographs with us proving they were there, and they still deny that they were even there or did any work associated with it.
Well, I doubt that you said okay when they said go clean up the DU. Knowing you, you said yes, sir, and you went to do your job. As a result of that, though, what did you find out? I mean, did you find out they were not really all that motivated, or did they find out it was going to be too difficult? What was the reason that things changed?
Well, what they had to do is we had 16 Abrams tanks and 15 Bradley fighting vehicles affected by depleted uranium. And so we had to get those all back. The first one had happened early in the war, and then the other 15 and all the Bradleys happened during the ground war itself. So we had to clean up all of those tanks and bring them back. Remember, the Abrams and the Bradleys, and especially the Abrams, got classified components, so we didn't want to leave that in the desert. And then the other problem we ran into is everybody was sick, so we're issuing the orders immediately. And as soon as I saw what was happening, it didn't take anybody to figure this out. We've been teaching, you know, nuclear biological warfare for buku years by then, and that was the reason why we were sent over there, to figure this all out. So we issued the medical orders, you know, and then they started hanging medals on us right away for issuing the medical orders. But the whole thing, again, goes back to the Los Alamos memo that I was given. Right there in the beginning of March of 1991, when I got the assignment there at the completion of the ground war, they handed me two memos, the Los Alamos memo, which it's in Beyond Treason, and the Defense Nuclear Agency memo. So in the Defense Nuclear Agency memo, it identified this as a serious hazard, political consequences, everything. We got to clean it up. The ramifications are staggering and do something. So, okay, we can do what we can and clean it up according to the information we have. Primarily at that time, TB-9-1300-278, and then all the other stuff I brought with me. And then we got the Los Alamos memo at the same time. And Colonel Zeem had written that out of Los Alamos, and what it said was to lie in our reports to avoid all liability, and that has been the operational phrase and thing from that time forward.
Well, if you were there December of 1990... and they said, start taking care of these people that have been exposed, and you had people getting sick at that time. I mean, imagine what has gone on since 1990, given the fact that people were immediately becoming ill as a result of, well, it was probably, you know, multiple exposures also. But that's just phenomenal that it has gone on this long. So, you know, people would not know about depleted uranium today if it weren't for you, because you have been probably the smoking gun the information that has really done the damage to the Department of Defense, which is why they're so unhappy with you. When we come back from this break, we're going to continue the discussion on depleted uranium, chemical biological exposures, and has it been stopped? Is it still going on in Iraq, Afghanistan, and who knows where else? We'll be back after this four-minute break with the Power Hour. Dr. Doug Rocky is our guest. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, 24 minutes after the hour wherever you're sitting. And you are very fortunate to be able to hear from Dr. Doug Rocky. He is well known in the field of science and military information regarding depleted uranium. He's the expert on it. And unfortunately, Dr. Rocky has been subjected to ongoing retaliation from the Department of Defense officials who don't want you to hear this information regarding the actual adverse health and environmental effects of radiation weapons and the mandatory but ignored requirements to provide medical care to all casualties and to clean up all environmental contamination. Before we go any further, I think perhaps if you would define to the people what depleted uranium is, which is not depleted, which mitigates, you know, in the minds of people what it's all about, but explain where does DU come from, how is it used, and why is it such a problem in the military?
Okay, well, depleted uranium is naturally depleted. What the term depleted means, it means that it removed a small fraction of the fissionable isotopes. So when you have any uranium enrichment process in the U.S. Department of Energy sites, they put the raw uranium in, and all this stuff is uranium-238, 234, and 235. So when that goes in, it's got by mass 99.2% uranium-238, 0.6% by mass uranium-235, and by 0.7% by mass uranium-234. And what they do is they remove a small fraction of that in fissionable isotopes, uranium-234 and 235, and what's left then is called uranium hexafluoride, and that's processed, and that becomes the DU. And so DU is still a radioactive isotope, and again, it's what we know from the process and everything and the analysis and the AEPI study is DU consists of uranium-238, uranium-235, uranium-234, uranium-236, plutonium, neptunium, and americium. So it's a very complex radiological nightmare, and it still emits ionizing radiation. Now, with the term depleted, everybody thinks that there's no radiation. Well, a DU rod or chunk of DU has 300 millirems per hour of ionizing radiation, beta gamma. That's it, and tens of thousand alpha particles. Now, when you get this into the body, the alpha particles do a horrible nightmare, and outside of the body, and this is why we see all the radiation cataracts and the other problems, the D in the skin cancers, the DU just, you know, with the high alpha and beta still creates a nightmare as far as the medical problems. So it's there and it's out there and it's processed. Now, when it was made and processed, it was made into what we call kinetic energy penetrators. These are giant rods of uranium. This is the first type. So we got going up, we got the 5.56 millimeter, we got the 7.62 millimeter, we got the 50 cal machine gun and Barrett rifle DU round. Then we got the 20 millimeter for the Navy Phalanx, we got the 25 millimeter for the Bradley, we got 30 millimeter for the A-10 and the other aircraft, the fighters. Then we got the 105 millimeter, 120 millimeter, and 125 millimeter. These are kinetic energy penetrators. Then in addition to that, we have the bunker busters and the bombs that have uranium components and are made with it for their killing effect. And then on top of that, we have the ATEM and the PETEM. These are landmines, cluster bombs. And they're, think about DU and a softball, and the outer casing is DU and it's filled with high explosive. So that's what we have. I mean, it's just a nightmare all the way around. And then it, you know, obviously it extends beyond that because we got so many people sick, and we're working with people sick all over from road crews, because not only was it processed into weapons, but they processed it in the DU Creek, again, for the processes to build roads, and so we got all the road construction people that are sick from DU exposure.
Mm. Now, it gets worse when you consider, though, that each of these weapons, such as the 30-millimeter shell in the, or the 30... Or nine? Is it a 9-millimeter shell, 30-millimeter shell in the A-10 aircraft and the Warthog?
30-millimeter.
30-millimeter shell. And the Gatling gun shells out 4,000 rounds per minute?
Exactly. That's
so,
a
I mean,
ton and a half of uranium on target per minute.
That is huge. I mean, but these weapons have huge amounts of depleted uranium, and thus we have all of these congenital abnormalities of the children in the areas where this is used.
Absolutely, yeah. And we see that all over. We see that in the troops of the, you know, sons and daughters of the military troops, American troops that went in there. We see it all over. We see it in Vieques, Puerto Rico. We're seeing it in Hawaii. We're seeing every place where DU has been used or researched or shot or fired or something. I mean, it just never ends. And then on top of all of this, you have all of the chemical, biological hazardous materials, all the other oil well fires, all of these toxic compounds. And so what we forced to happen recently, and they're maddering blue blazes at
Okay, hold on 1 second. We'll find out what has happened lately after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Dr. Doug Rocke is our guest, Major Doug Rocke. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Minutes after the hour, I want to thank you for joining us today on the Power Hour, and also I want to recommend Numana Food Storage. Non-GMO, no MSG, it is absolutely independently certified, 100% GMO-free. That's really important. There are a lot of people out there telling you it's non-GMO, but guess what? It doesn't always happen. So please give us a call at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. This is U.S. food. This is not foreign food. And please understand, a lot of the less expensive food is foreign food, and you don't want that. So there are a number of specials on the Family Pack, the Triple Family Pack, the Defender Pack, Grab and Go. Call the Power Mall, and they'll tell you about it at 877-817-9829. I want to recommend the book by Dr. Gary Null, the Anti-Arthritis, Anti-Inflammation Cookbook. It is the best I've ever seen. A little bit more expensive, but you're getting every page is a color page. Every page has a color picture of the food that that is being presented here of the recipe. It's a very heavy book. I'm going to ask Rosie to weigh this book because it is really heavy. And it's just the best I've ever seen on vegan and vegetarian cooking. Then I want to recommend, we're going to be doing a colon cleanse. And the whole audience can do it with us, with Dr. Group, Dr. Edward Group. We're all going to begin it together. We're going to, hopefully, you will get your items in advance. You will order them today. The Green Body Cleanse, and then there's two products that you use in this colon cleanse. Only two main products. And apple cider vinegar. So the Green Cleanse, Body Cleanse book is really, it's got more information on the cleanses than anything I've ever seen. And it is just about, I don't know, it covers everything, including parasites, etc., in the Green Body Cleanse by Dr. Group. And then the two items that you will need to do the cleanse with us. Now, the Power Mall people are going to be starting it this Friday, and then you will find out more about it next week on Wednesday when Dr. Group joins us. So give us a call at the Power Mall and order your colon cleanse, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Or go to thepowermall.com. And let me remind you, the Beyond Treason is on special today because we want everyone to have a copy of it. I want everyone to see what Dr. Doug Rocky talks about in here. All the information is in here. There's also One Nation Under Siege, which is on special too. You can get One Nation Under Siege at the Power Mall, Beyond Treason, and Are You a Government Guinea Pig? They're all on special at the Power Mall. Now, included in the Beyond Treason is something unique. Because when I did this, I wanted all the evidence to be in there. So in Beyond Treason, there is a CD-ROM that has over 3,000 pages of documents that Dr. Rocky was just referring to. So you can get that CD-ROM with the DVD. Now, if you're a veteran, you get the veteran's DVD at no charge. It comes singly without the CD, though. So you can get that at no charge by going to either beyondtreason.com and getting our address or call the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, and we'll give that to you at no charge. Dr. Rocky, Beyond Treason has made a huge difference in the understanding of a lot of people in knowing about depleted uranium, thanks to you. And I would say that is a teaching tool that really has not come into its own yet.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you got to remember, it was so well done with all the documentation that the Department of Defense and the VA don't want it out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it happened to me, and definitely this happened a couple of years ago, but I gave it to my nurse, provided my own care, my own coordinator, and the VA administrator and again one of the administrative staff went took it away from my nurse to stop my care. I mean, yesterday I gave another set to the new doctor that I got, and he said, thank you, Dr. Rocky, very clearly when I gave it to him, because they'd already provided documentation to him. But again, all the documentation is out there, and that's what they don't want the veteran to know. You won't have the American Legion, the VFW, the DAV, the AMVETS, or any of these other recent groups putting any of this documentation out. You won't see the medical directives. You won't see the orders. You won't see the confirmation of the health effects. You won't see any of the physical exam requirements on any of those websites or any of those organizations. They just don't hand them out. And that's all part of the myth and holding the myth and the lies and avoiding accountability, because how do you tell the American public, how do you tell the warrior the truth? They've been zapped and been deliberately zapped, and they knew the medical problems were there, and they were deliberately ignored. Well, about a year ago, after all the work from Denise and everybody else, you know, God bless them, and Paul Lyons, we need to remember Paul's message, the Department of Veteran Affairs put out the guidance for administration and clinical operation of airborne hazards and open pit registry, including the clinical identification, evaluation, respiratory illnesses after deployment to Southwest Asia, theater of operations, you know, Afghanistan, etc. So that's what we call the airborne hazards registry, and it's dealing with all these medical problems, all these exposures, not any isolated one, but it's still hidden, and it's hidden from the VA staff. And it's definitely hidden from the veteran. So the medical programs are in there acknowledging the problem, but the veteran doesn't know about them. And then when you try to get them, well, hey, good luck on that. I mean, when I went into the Warren J. Clinic in If the Danville VA and demanded it with the orders and the regs, they called the cops and had me escorted from the building under with guy's hand on his gun. Congratulations.
Wow. Now, whatever happened as a result of all the work that you were doing, I know at a cleanup site and they were threatening you at that time, what has happened since that time?
Oh, boy. I don't know. It just goes on and on and on. I mean, they're madder than blue blazes. They don't want any information out. They don't want the regulations out. They don't want to comply with. And I don't even know where to describe it.
Well, you've been on so many hit lists from the Pentagon over the issue of telling the truth. And in reality, you are telling it like it is. And they don't want people to understand your credibility. They don't want you to understand what you did during the military and the status of where our military is today, which is really in bad shape. I do want to do one thing, and I want to open up the phone lines because I know I never seem to allow time for you to talk to the callers, and I want that to happen today. So if you have a question or comment for Dr. Doug Rocky, the phone number is 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. So get in line to talk to Dr. Doug Rocky. What is the status today? A lot of people ask the question, how many people are sick? How many have died? What do we know that we can prove?
Well, what we do have is we have some limited data from the Department of Veteran Affairs, and from that epidemiological medical data, we know that as far as Desert Storm, the number of casualties, number of people that are seeking care is close to 300,000 out of the remaining 500,000 that are still left alive, if even that. And we know that we got 1.5 million from Operation Iraqi Freedom to Enduring Freedom and New Dawn and whatever they keep changing the name on. So incredible numbers. The Army and the Department of Defense, after all our yelling and screaming on the nerve agent exposures, finally confirmed the exposures during Desert Storm and Operation Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom to all of the nerve agents and the biological agents that the U.S. definitely provided to Iraq that we then began, you know, destroying in December of 1990 in Yoda Schwarzkopf's autobiography, page 390. You can read about that decision we did. And so now they're confirming all of that. And so now they have a hotline that's created for the people to call in to the Department of the Army. And what it is astonishing. Their old buddy Mikey Kilpatrick, I don't even know where to begin that. And it's his old hotline. And what people are supposed to do in the military is if you were exposed at any time, any of these nerve agents, biological agents, in order to get your name onto the medical care list, you're supposed to call the Department of Defense hotline. And hopefully that'll work. When I've called them and talked to them, and they've had very unhappy days when I called them, obviously, because they kind of like, oh, no, now what are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
But they still, you don't find that information. I mean, New York Times and other people carried the stories, but you can't find this information out anyplace. People don't put it out there. The VA doesn't put it out there. The military doesn't put it out there. Veterans organizations don't put it out there because they do not want people to know.
Well, they don't, because what would that mean? What would that mean if people knew? It would mean that the U.S. government has been involved in literally the killing and the manslaughter, the injuring of our own military, making them weaker and weaker. And it would probably stop some of the support for the wars overseas, which is how we make our money. That's how the government of this country makes its money. So,
yeah, obviously, I mean, the phone number for everybody to call is 1-800-497-6261. Again, 1-800-497-6261. So anything from, you know, early spring of 1990 forward, you've been exposed and everything, and we forced the hotline now. Now, once you get that hotline, it gets your name into the registry. Then you've got to take the information to your doctor at the VA. Well, I had an appointment yesterday again with a new pain clinic physician, and I provided all this documentation to him before the appointment via the nurse and emails, and then I hand-carried Beyond Treason and other stuff into him when I went into the appointment. And they were just kind of like overwhelmed at the same time. No more could they deny, because I've had Dr. Perry at the Danville VA flat out told me not only the DU project didn't work and I wasn't the director, but there were no exposures and no health effects, and then he blew me off as I'm trying to get medical care.
Wow.
But we're seeing that end, and we're seeing the change all the way around. But the veteran has to have the information, and he has to force his doctor to provide the care necessary based on all of the exposures to try and help him. Now, as a doctor told me yesterday, and we've known for a long time, there ain't no cure. The only thing we can do is hope to optimize and maintain remaining function and optimize some type of remaining activity level through diet and exercise, and there is proper nutrition and obviously, you know, the proper medications. Because it's a complex, total nightmare, and when you get zapped by all this stuff, the synergistic relationships are horrific. So it's not like 1 plus 1 equals 2, it's 1 plus 1 equals 9. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we're seeing so many, close to 2 million U.S. military sick, and it comes back to the spouses, too, because we had cross-contamination that we absolutely confirmed and measured. I mean, I measured it as an Army officer on Army duty, coming back to installations in the States. So there's no question about it. And the health effects all over in all these areas where we've gone in and destroyed everything up and contaminated everything is staggering. So no wonder these nations are up in arms against the United States. I mean, we went in supposedly to give them freedom. What we did is overthrew their governments, occupied their nations, totally contaminated air, water, soil, and food. And now the latest thing, which is staggering, I mean staggering beyond all imagination, I think it was another 911 black ops thing, is all of a sudden weaponized anthrax has been sent all over the United States and all over the world.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
talk to us about
this
that.
Stuff was supposed to be safe, but we're sending weaponized anthrax all over.
Oh, I know. Hey, let me stop you. Just back to that 800 number before everybody starts calling it. That is for veterans, the hotline, correct? That's
absolutely
for the hotline.
That is for the military personnel themselves to call or whatever they have. My cousin was in the unit cited here, and this comes down real bad because Paul Lyons and all these guys, trying to get help and everything, had relied on John Gingrich, who was under the deputy chief, the chief of staff of the VA, and Bunker, and all these other guys who had then abandoned Paul totally. But these guys in other units, and my own cousin, were in the units that are cited in the story with the known exposures. And cited in the stories, the AP stories, where the orders were given to destroy all the medical records. Well, we destroyed, talked about that on this program. We talked about in Beyond Treason, how all the medical records were destroyed, the post-deployment physical assessment forms, whatever you have, so there was no evidence. I mean, this is deliberate.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you have now is the kids are all sick and no evidence they were there or anything.
Right. Now, let me quickly, so again, that phone number is for veterans who have a problem to call the hotline. Let me go to John in Michigan. John in Michigan, you're on with Dr. Doug Rocky. Go ahead, please. John in Michigan, are you there? Let's go to Renee in North Carolina then. Renee? Okay, you go ahead, John. Go ahead. You're on the air with Dr. Rocky.
Thank you, Doug and Joyce, for all you're doing here. I have the opportunity to be able to hand out Beyond Treason to a lot of vets. They're totally not getting the treatment. I'm totally disgusted with the VA. I think they should have a premium card. They should be able to go anywhere they want to. It's the illegals get to get treatment, but these vets can't. They have to go they have to travel hundreds of miles. I would like to know too,
Dr. Doug Rocky.
Mm-hmm. How can a doctor, if they don't want to deal with the VA, how can they get tested for this depleted uranium?
Oh, boy, that's a real good question. Okay, one thing we have to understand with the testing, and this has been part of the plan from the beginning, to be tested for depleted uranium exposure, it's supposed to happen within 24 to 72 hours after the initial exposure, no later than 30 days post-exposure. We have what's called biological half-life. So you can get totally zapped and be sequestered in your body, but after about 30 days, it's not mobile in the urine, and therefore you won't find it. So when you're even totally zapped and totally nailed and everything else, what they won't do is they'll come back and they'll test it, and they don't find the evidence, or the levels that they find they claim are dietary, which is total nonsense because it's not in the diet, normal diet and food people eat. And so now you have all the exposures. And so people say, well, I want to be tested. Well, they want to be tested years later. Well, there's not going to be anything found in the test because of the way the body works. And so therefore they say you didn't have the exposure. That happened with my team members. Absolutely happened where they were there. The photographs show they were there. They didn't do it. They came back and tested and they said, well, you had no exposure. Well, they tested them 20 years after the fact and they ain't going to find it. You know, so that's the whole thing you ran into, and the military and the VA used that trick to get the veteran confused.
And then they bought up all the depleted uranium testing facilities in the United States, which left only one in Germany, which people did not have access to because it cost $5,000 for the test to be done there. Thank you, John, for the phone call. Let me go to Renee in North Carolina, then we'll get back to the anthrax issue. Renee, go ahead, please. You're on the air with Dr. Rocky.
You know, I have nothing but empathy for you two and all the other people who have been done dirty by the government. But at some point with the net and stuff, the new people who are joining the system, you know, have to be kind of held accountable for making a deal with the devil. It's not like years ago. We have way more access to information. You were talking about culpability earlier, Joyce, and how the taxpayers are culpable. And that's true, but they are the least culpable because they're terrified of the people who join the military, the police, and the
agency. Let me go to the break, and we'll be back after this three-minute break. Yeah, we're all culpable. We all are allowing it to happen. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Ha 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 ha
Medicine Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Dr. Doug Rocky, Major Doug Rocky, is joining us today. Air Force and Army he served in, and he is trying to tell the truth that the Pentagon does not want you to hear. I also want to add that it is because of him that I am doing so much better, and I give him a lot of the credit because he was the one that talked to Dr. Gary Null, explained to him my situation, and thus I got the phone call for Gary Null. So I just wanted to say thank you openly to you, Doug, for having made all the difference in my life. I am so much better as a result of having met him and been down there during his retreat. So I want to thank you very, very much for that. Let's go back to Renee and finish up with Renee, and then I want you to talk about what you think this anthrax issue is all about. Renee, go ahead and finish up.
Well, it's just fellow government employees at the VA who are doing this to the veterans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so the thing is, it's the people in the system that are most guilty, you know, and the people on the outside live in terror of what these people will do to them if you cross them. So,
well,
you know,
thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. You are absolutely right. It is us. It is us. No, it is those that participate in doing this. Doug, do you want to say anything in response to what Renee said, and then we'll go on to the anthrax?
Yeah, I mean, we have to hold everybody accountable for everything else, and that's information. But what we have to have happen is individuals that deny and disavow and don't provide the care, if they're in the medical care system in the VA, they need to be sent packing immediately. We don't need them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just simple. You've got to help. I'm so tired. One thing I ran into, no matter what government official, at city, community, state, local, national, whatever you have, the military, what I found with everybody, anytime you bring this up or trying to get something done, their standard thing is they just don't respond. They don't call you. They don't respond. They don't answer your questions. Just ignore you. Hopefully that you're going to go away. And that's what I found throughout, whether it's looking at the contamination here at Chanute Air Force Base in Rantoul, Illinois, which is horrid, or looking at a contamination in Hawaii or any place, or looking at Iraq. When you bring up the problem and demand action, what I find out is most legislators and government officials, they just don't respond, and they figure, if I don't respond to you, it goes away. If I don't talk about it, it's not in the news. Well, we got press censorship beyond comprehension in our nation, and it's been going on forever and ever and ever about all of these problems, because nobody wants to talk about the truth. And now we got the weaponized anthrax. You got to remember, this is a Regal Commission report in Beyond Treason, and Jimmy Toot did all the work for the U.S. Senate and the Regal Commission report. We got to remember, the U.S. Army from Fort Detrick, Maryland, shipped weaponized anthrax to Iraq back in the 80s and the 90s. That resulted in, you know, for deliberate use on the Iranians and the Iraqi Kurds, resulted in all of us having to take the illegal experimental vaccines. And now we got over 60 shipments of weaponized anthrax throughout the United States and all over the world. Again, with no precautions or anything else, and it wasn't supposed to be available, wasn't supposed to be shipped out, but it all was shipped out by the U.S. Army again. And now what I think happened is they got stopped, they got caught. What they're going to do is a 9-1-9, massive anthrax release all over the place, and blame the Iranians or ISIS or whatever to go to war again. I mean, to me, it's staggering. There's no excuse for it, and they've tried to shift and explain it, and I can tell you, having been working with these guys and been to the lab, you can't get a fart in and out of there. So any way they can weaponize anthrax out there without somebody knowing about it is ludicrous.
It is. It absolutely is. So what is the goal? Because it's been going on now for 10 years, and every day they come up with another, oh, gee, we just found it in the UK. We found it in Australia. We found it, you know, oh, we are so stupid. We can't function. I mean, this is just craziness. When we come back from this 1 minute, 10 second break, I want to know what he thinks, where he thinks this is all headed. And are we going to have an outbreak of anthrax? Stay tuned. We'll be back 1 minute, 10 seconds with Dr. Doug Rocky. This is Joyce Riley in the Power Hour. He also does a radio show on the Progressive Radio Network on Sunday evenings at